let it go away because I don't know. I don't know. We're back with a special edition of the After Buzz today. Joanna Barba is our moderator, and this is what many of our listeners have been asking for. Go ahead and do spoilers on Spider-Man Brand New Day.
What a wonderful and special edition of the After Buzz this is, because we also have with us Danny
Pedrosa. What's up? How's it going?
Producer Danny's in the studio with us.
Danny went to go see it on...
Last Friday.
Yeah. Right, so
both of you saw it Friday.
Friday, yeah.
I saw it Saturday.
First of all, I'll tell you, thought it was great. That was a really good addition.
Entertaining.
That series, the Spider-Man series, has been great. I don't think they've hit a clunker so far.
No, I don't think so.
Not really.
No.
I mean, even if you go back and watch the one with Mysterio and it's in Europe and stuff.
That one's interesting.
Solid.
That one's interesting.
Still pretty good. Yeah. But this one was full of a lot of mystery, especially surrounding Sadie Sink. The world now as it is without anybody remembering who Peter Parker is.
Yeah. Maybe you want to set the plate here. What happened that the world doesn't remember Peter Parker anymore?
So we got into this whole discussion on the show where we're like, wait a minute, who did they forget actually?
So, yeah.
Peter Parker or Spider-Man?
They forgot who Peter Parker is.
We were kind of already on spoiler territory when we mentioned like, well, they do remember the attack at the monument. Do they remember
they
the
talk
trip?
About, yeah, I thought it was weird that Spider-Man would always show up at the Washington Monument one time on our class trip.
And that's
at one point, Ned does say, he saved me so many times. I feel like we're already best friends.
I don't know if you caught this. It was a very brief scene, but he was talking about the Spidey tracker, Ned.
Yes.
And he said, we haven't narrowed down. We think these are the two most likely, based on where they were at certain times. And it was Flash.
Flash was one of them.
And the teacher.
I saw that.
The one that Martin Starr played.
Yeah. And then Ned goes, if you knew them in real life, you'd understand why that makes sense. But now we are picking up in Spider-Man Brand New Day. Peter Parker is living in an apartment in New York City, but he's got a bunch of high-tech.
High-tech?
That led us to the
question.
It
shows him renting the place.
Right.
And the guys, first of all, even that thing, it was like a junky old attic or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no way you could afford that anywhere in New York City.
And it's a big space.
It's different because the previous movie ended with him going into this very, like, I don't know if you remember the last.
Yes.
It was really small. Kind of
smaller room.
Resembling the one from Tobey Maguire, super small. You can tell it's a low budget. But then it starts off this movie with a pretty big one. It has, like, the windows there and everything. And
it's a big space, but he's got all this high tech.
Yeah.
Where's he getting his money?
Right. Where's he getting paid?
Thoughts
on how he's getting paid?
Somebody says that maybe Tony Stark bequeathed that to him before he died.
Could be.
But
maybe.
If he went in and say, I'm Peter Parker, they would have said, who's Peter Parker? I assume when Doctor Strange cast his spell, it wiped out a paper trail. The birth certificate's gone. The driver's license is gone. I would assume any inheritance or endowment he had would also be gone.
I don't know how that time spell would have worked, but that makes the most sense. It would have erased all of that.
Yeah. A lot of people who are Spider-Man fans going back to the comic books in the 60s are going to say, well, he was a photographer. With the Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
Doesn't show any of that. Doesn't show him with a camera. Doesn't show him taking a
picture. J. Jonah Jameson.
I thought they were going to, but they didn't. Yeah.
Right.
Also, did the world forget Spider-Man? Because there was already a campaign blaming Spider-Man for bringing all the other realities in.
Was it Far From Home?
No Way Home?
No Way Home. Yes.
Yeah.
No Way Home.
Okay. You know, he brought in the alternate Spider-Men, but he also brought in some of the villains, and they were already villainizing him.
Yeah.
Well, he's the biggest hero in New York City by far.
So maybe it made everyone forget all of that.
Spider-Man and Peter Parker?
I think he still got the hate, because remember with Mysterio that he kind of like portrayed him as a bad guy when he dropped that video?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think a lot of people still had that hate towards him, but I think he had 4 years to make himself like kind of.
Because when Mysterio outed him, he said Peter Parker is Spider-Man, which is why he wanted them to forget
the whole origin of this.
Oh, I forgot about
that's the whole
that.
Origin of this.
So
conflict.
He made the world forget, but he had to make it that everybody forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are picking up now that he is working alongside the NYPD, helping fight crime, and it shows a bunch of other villains. That seemed very cool. Mm-hmm.
I appreciated that as a fan of comic books, the fact that Scorpion shows up.
That was cool.
As a fan of the cartoon show growing up, I appreciated
because
it
there's
very
a
much.
There's a scene where a big guy is holding him
with
off
the
roof.
The sharp teeth, right?
That's Tombstone. Tombstone used to work for Wilson Fisk, Kingpin.
Oh, really?
In the comics,
oh,
yeah, he was like
okay,
one
cool.
of his henchmen.
Oh, cool.
So it shows these characters, you know, and fighting Spider-Man. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I really
that
enjoyed that.
That was pretty cool.
Did you guys notice that in the first few scenes, they replicate a lot of comic book covers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Joanna knows really because cool. there were a couple of nerds really talking right out
oh,
loud.
Yeah?
Dude, those freaking nerds.
God, listen to us.
Right?
Yeah, but
who's
I wasn't
a nerd?
Talking throughout the it was very loud throughout the movie that this guy, I guess, wanted it to be made known that he knew the comics. And he knew what was happening.
That was a cover of Amazing Spider-Man 473.
Right? Yeah.
And I was like, this sucks.
Now, there's an elephant in the room, and there was a lot of speculation. Yes. You mentioned Sadie Sink earlier. What role was she going to play? Because she has red hair. Everybody said she was going to be Jean Grey, Phoenix from the X-Men. And it turned out to be absolutely correct, so that's who it is.
Confirmed. Spoiler. Confirmed.
To which the nerd sitting next to me yelled out,
"We knew it!"
He went, and I quote, "Yep, we knew it!"
He did it loud as well.
He did it so loud, and I was like, shut up. So now, he didn't know who she was at the beginning because she's possessing people's bodies.
Yeah.
And then that raised the question, did she kill someone?
So there's a scene in there. So... Again, this is full of spoilers. I hope you didn't stumble on here not realizing that we're fully doing spoilers.
I'm going to label this one.
The title?
Spoiler.
She ends up being a villain, but she has a redemption arc, and Spider-Man ends up connecting with her and freeing her.
Yes.
But he freed a murderer because, tell me about the scene that we're talking about.
So in this scene, she's possessing somebody.
Random people.
A random guy.
Right, and it's just going one after the other. She can jump from one person to the other.
But only 33 feet, right? Is it 33 feet?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, he figures it out that it can only go 33 feet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Spoiler. And so this one, she leads them into the street.
She's talking, and then she just walks the body that she's possessing, who gets hit by a cab, and I assume that's a fatal accident.
Oh,
But did you notice nobody else stopped when that happened? Like, there was no chaos behind as he walked away.
Oh, my God, that guy just got hit by a cab.
How come nobody reacted?
It's New York City. Stuff happens all the time.
Like, are you suggesting it did? It happens all the time.
Yeah, they're like,
we mind our own business here.
Yeah.
So
nobody really stopped.
I'm going to have to see Spider-Man again.
I kind of want to see it again, too,
What's on, is it still on X?
Is it? No, it's not.
It's not
got
X
taken
anymore?
Down, remember?
Oh,
but anyway, she has the redemption arc. It shows her driving off into this beautiful wood. Obviously, you know, the idea is she's going to find Charles Xavier's school.
Yeah, because it's interesting. This is pre-X-Men for her. This is the whole getting into with Xavier and everything.
I got a question for you. So, we've already seen the trailer for Doomsday.
Yeah.
And it shows Professor X and also Magneto.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the original Jean Grey, played by Famke Janssen, is out there and she's 60? And how are you going to square that with this?
With this Jean Grey that's happening over here.
I think they're probably going to say, well, this is a Jean Grey from this, you know? Universe,
from this universe.
Universe. Because I forgot what the universe is called, but the X-Men universe has their own Jean Grey, right? So I think that's how they're going to go about it.
That's how I think that they're going to go around it, too.
All right.
Which is something I think a lot of us are not with.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, too.
But
that's the problem when you get into alternate realities and storylines. It just becomes a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And it's an exercise in futility to really follow the logic.
I don't know how much you guys know, but... Well, Kevin Feige has planned for the MCU to have like a reset after Secret Wars, which will come out in 2027. He plans to have a reset of the whole MCU, recasting everyone. So I think
that may sound crazy to people because we've had it now for over 20 years. But remember, they reset Spider-Man twice. Before the current Spider-Man Tom Holland is today.
So it looks like Sadie Sink is the first of that recast. Phase, the first one to be recast for the X-Men. Yeah.
That would make sense because the Jean Grey that we all know, Famke Janssen, is kind of going on a rampage right now, saying like they didn't want me
back
because,
because of her age.
Because she's too old.
Well, guess what? She's aged just the same as Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman.
James Marsden.
James Marsden is back as Cyclops.
Right.
No Famke Janssen, because apparently we only like beautiful women when they're under 50.
She's still beautiful.
Oh, she is. She absolutely is gorgeous.
Because for the other Spider-Man, they used CGI to make William Dafoe and Doc Ock, the actor?
Alfred Molina.
To make him look a bit younger.
So they did.
They did.
They can do
it. They did. So why couldn't do that with her?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's...
Joanna, what else do you have written down there? Because we still have the in-credit scenes to
get
to.
We do have all that.
But let's save that for the very end.
So Jean Grey, did she always have a sister? Do we know that she always had a sister? So in the movie, she is trying to find her sister.
Yeah. Right. Her sister has been abducted, apparently, by some of the authorities.
The Department of Damage Control.
Right.
And it's behind a vault. And the one word they keep throwing out is VMAX.
VMAX.
What is VMAX? And then you finally find out what it is.
That's so sad.
Which is incredibly sad. It's the vent. And that's when Jean Grey realizes that is the last thing her sister saw
her
before
sister
she
saw
died.
That, but it was, it was supposed to be, you know, volume max or vent max or whatever it was. Part of it was missing. It's a real Zardoz situation.
Right. What I do appreciate is that they didn't do the thing where they, like, take Jean Grey away and then later Spider-Man finds out, oh, my God, it's her sister. They came back and kept the movie going. You know how sometimes they'll break it up and be like, coming back in the next Spider-Man, we find out how he tries to get her out.
No, he did the full redemption arc.
Also, because he's already with the mutation DNA, the arachnid DNA is rising.
That, we should talk about that,
All right. So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, his DNA further mutates and he becomes more spider-like.
But
like
it's a result of stress and heartbreak. That's kind of like what triggers it.
Right, he's been... Because he spent the last 4 years alone
going through it.
Everything himself.
Because if you notice, whenever he saw MJ with her boyfriend, he got really upset, really, really sad. And that's when they really amplified that genetic mutation. Yeah.
I don't think you did. Any of you guys watch Daredevil or Punisher or the end?
I didn't.
Well, so John Bernthal.
Yeah.
Who was on Walking Dead, plays the Punisher and has for like 8 years. What did you think of him as a character?
You know what? I've only seen bits and pieces of the show with him in it, and I think he's a really great Frank and a good Punisher.
He's also now the fourth actor to play Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's a good one right there.
Nice one.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Actually, he's got to be at least the fifth because there was a Spider-Man TV show on network television when I was a kid. And it was real hokey and cheesy.
Oh, yeah?
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then we get to
Whoever the guy that was on the electric company. They used to have a learning to...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, but you showed us a clip of it one time.
When Spider-Man would come out and teach you grammar or whatever.
That's hilarious. So Frank ends up shooting Spider-Man.
Accidentally.
He was trying to take... So he's a murderer. So apparently he is psychotic.
He was
going to kill Jean Grey.
Right.
Because at this point, Jean Grey had she had her powers had increased so much that half of the city
was
frozen.
She was holding
the
Department of whatever it's called. She was holding them hostage inside a bank vault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why? Okay, so if it just turned out that it was a label on a vent, that was VMAX.
Yes.
Why were they so dead set on protecting it? What were they trying to keep her from getting? Because they were willing to die for it.
In the vault, I think, is the whole the program that they were doing with the sister. So they knew if they got Jean, they can continue going through
with
that program.
Listen, if you're thinking, well, do they just like torturing superpowered individuals? There's a whole thing. They take these people and rehabilitate them and then turn them into...
Conversion therapy.
Yeah, well, kind of, you know.
To like puppets, right, for the government and just... Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, they just use them as assets. So they...
Right.
You know, the hand is...
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was a cool fighting scene when Spider-Man's really in there fighting the members of the Hand, which are this kung fu group, but they're so coordinated.
That's such a cool scene.
It's a really awesome scene.
Insane. And that's when Spider-Man kind of really, I feel like, hit his peak. He's able to balance that new, was it like kind of like Man-Spider-like, you know, like ability with control? Because remember, he almost killed a cop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Taking over
because
him.
Because he couldn't control his new sense of strength. And there's when he found that balance.
It was when he was fighting Scorpion the second time.
Yes. Yeah.
This is now once he was possessed by Jean Grey.
Great job by Michael Mondo, who you might recognize from Breaking Bad as the Scorpion.
He's from Better Call Saul.
He wasn't on...
No.
He was only on Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I never saw that.
Yeah.
I'm open to any other things you guys want to bring up.
The kiss.
Ooh.
Let's talk about the kiss.
All right. You told it very well,
yeah.
So...
Go ahead, Jenna.
What happens?
So, Spider-Man, I should say, mm-hmm. is on the roof with MJ. He's saving her because he knows Jean Grey is after her. So, he knows, hey, come with me. I'm going to save you. There goes MJ with him. They land on a rooftop, and suddenly she starts saying, I know we know each other. And she's like, you were there with the monument. You
then
were there.
She slowly removes the bottom part
of
his mask.
She does the original Spider-Man thing where she removes part of his mask and kisses him.
Yes. Yeah.
And because at this point, she's like, I remember you. It's you, Peter.
And of course, Peter's like, yes, about time, you know, the 4 years. Like,
did anybody
but then
else
what's
in the
next line?
Did anybody else in the theater just like.
No, I was with my girlfriend. I was like, no, that's the. I was like.
That's a red herring.
Yeah, I was like, no, this is a red flag.
Okay.
At that point, I was like, true love exists.
Yeah.
But what was the line that she says?
Then they're hugging.
Hugging, yeah.
And she goes, go ahead, Peter, hug her. You've been wanting to for so long.
It's Jean Grey
inside
her.
And it's Jean Grey
head.
Inside of her. MJ remembered nothing.
Yeah.
I think at that point, we didn't know it was Jean. We didn't know anything about Jean Grey.
Well, we did.
No, we did because.
Did we already?
Yes.
Because he kept saying, you stay out of her mind. Stay out
no,
of
she,
it.
No, he knew that there was somebody taking over people.
Oh, but
body,
we didn't know it was Jean Grey.
We
didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's you're an correct. Important distinction.
Yeah.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're right. He didn't know that it was who she was, but he knew the ability that she had. To go in there. And that's
or
she,
he didn't know if it was a man. You know, there's no way of telling anything about this person.
And then she's like, wow, she doesn't remember you at all. I'm in her mind. There's no trace of you in here whatsoever. Just to like rub salt into the wound.
Oof.
What a bitch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
The whole theater.
Yeah.
Which was such a great scene.
Do you know what Jean Grey's character's name was in the original X-Men comics?
No.
Now what?
Marvel Girl.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Really?
Because she's so powerful. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
She didn't become Phoenix until later in... Oh, God. I'm never going to date again after...
No.
In the Phoenix saga.
Yeah.
So she's possessed by the Phoenix Force, which is this primordial force.
Yes.
And it's, you know, she's super dangerous. And, you know... Like, eventually, what happened in the previous movies? Did they cure her or did they take her out? And also, don't forget Sophie Turner played Jean Grey for at least three movies.
I never saw those iterations of the movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happens in that one.
If you're in a Marvel movie and you're a New Yorker, do you think to yourself, I gotta move out to the suburbs or something, man.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think there was a scene where there was like a tour bus for New York and like, oh, this is where the Battle of New York happened.
Yes.
Referencing Avengers 1.
And then here comes another battle.
And then you see something else like collapses in the background or something.
We ready for post credits?
Well, can we talk about first?
Let's talk about
the handshake. Yes. There's this
theory. Oh, so he's fully playing tonsil hockey with MJ. Uh-huh. And that doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And you may say, well, yeah, her mind was possessed, but she said, I don't see anything in
there. Peter had written a letter before this new movie saying, hi, I'm Peter Parker, that he intended to give to MJ.
Yeah.
We were together. We were best friends. We, you know, I helped you out a lot. You helped me a lot. But he never gives her the letter. And in one of those rampages where he's getting beat up by the Hulk, MJ finds that letter.
Yeah.
And she tells him, I don't remember you at all.
Which
so There's a handshake scene. He sees Ned, who recognizes him from a party.
Yes.
And
yes.
Ned at this point has met Spider-Man.
But not Peter Parker.
Peter Parker walks up and reintroduces himself, and then they do the handshake, which is this whole elaborate, you know, obviously a customized handshake.
Yeah.
And Ned recognizes it.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, did Ned have a
bigger connection with Peter Parker than even MJ did?
No, I don't think so.
What's the theory
you've
seen?
The theory I've seen is that because Buzz, this happens after Jean Grey kind of took hostage of half the New York City, and included here was Ned and MJ. And if you notice, after MJ and all them got like back to normal, MJ was crying. There's some tears in her eyes. I don't know if
yes,
you guys caught that.
Definitely caught
yeah.
that.
So there's a theory going around that when Jean Grey did this, she kind of unlocked some memories in the brains of these people. So once Peter Parker did his handshake, it kind of like triggered Ned to remember, oh, wait, I remember now, because Jean Grey kind of like unlocked some of these.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard a theory that says that
yeah.
Peter and Ned had been friends since like kindergarten, and he only met MJ once he got into that science school.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they have a deeper... more long lasting.
It could be,
friendship.
But then if you
that's
notice that
good.
MJ has the tears because they suspect, okay, that's when she remembers, wait, I know this guy. And she remembers because she feels sad.
She's
like,
I love him.
Yeah. And that's it because if you notice, once she gets unfrozen or whatever, tears in her eyes for no reason. And then they didn't explain it.
Then when he's in the hospital recovering because Frank shot him,
yeah.
you know, the painting that or the drawing that she did of Ned and Peter and Spider-Man
yeah.
is there.
Okay.
Which was such a heartwarming scene when he comes out of the hospital
and
everybody's chanting.
And the Punisher was just like portraying Spider-Man.
He's like, I got a plan.
Yeah, that's funny.
So to recap, Sadie Sink is definitely Jean Grey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peter Parker has learned to balance out his arachnid DNA with his human DNA.
Yes,
exactly correct.
Balancing both Peter and Spider, yeah.
It ends with us not knowing, do MJ and Ned remember who he is?
Or how do they, how
and
does
how
Ned
do they
remember? Yeah.
Post-credit scene comes in.
Okay.
Which is definitely post-credit.
Buzz, what do you think of the post-credit scene?
Okay, before we get to that, so why didn't Peter at any point track down Doctor Strange and say, hey, listen, let me explain why. Because he goes and talks to the Hulk?
Hey, that's right.
they don't.
He should be able to find Doctor Strange.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Hulk at all.
No, I forgot about that.
So this is one thing, the characterization of the Hulk that I've never cared for is that he gets bigger. I guess the angrier he gets.
Yeah.
In the comic books, he would get stronger the angrier he
got. But not taller?
And
or
now
like...
it's getting he's the size of a building. you know what I mean? He's the size of a school in some of these.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he's beaten up on
He's as
Spider-Man.
Big as a Circle K in some of them.
True.
Yeah.
So in credit scenes.
End credit scenes.
First of all, skip them. It's like they put it at the very end. Right,
it's a good way. It's a good way.
You got to go through all the credits. It's 15 minutes of your life. And what is the end credit scene show?
It is the Spidey tracker that Ned created.
Yes.
And it says, what does it say?
It says, it's just like tracking
Spidey. Spidey not found. Spidey not, or, you know, something like that. But then.
It's zooming out from Earth.
It's and, a, like Spidey found or something, and it zooms out of Earth and goes to another planet. Another part of the universe.
You
and it
think?
Says that because
I thought
Spidey
it showed
found.
Going out beyond the moon.
Well, just somewhere in the cosmos, I guess. Not his idea is that Peter Parker, Spider-Man, is not on Earth. That's what I think they're trying to paint here.
Okay, is this going to dovetail into Avengers Doomsday?
Yes.
Okay, the working theory right now is that it goes into another multiverse.
Uh-huh.
And that the Spider-Man that it just found is the Tobey Maguire.
That's
Spider-Man.
One of them. That's
Who
one
says?
Of them.
Just theories
online talk.
And that Spider-Man is going to come out in Doomsday.
I've heard another theory.
I've heard that.
Theory. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's one cuz yes, I've heard that, but I heard another one cuz when we're watching the tracker, there's a glitch that happens.
Okay.
The screen glitches. The idea that another theory going around is that when that glitch happens, that's when Doctor Doom wins in Doomsday, and that's when he creates Battle World, which is all the universes combined.
And that's leading up to Secret Wars.
Yes, and that's when that happens. That's inevitably transporting Spider-Man to Battle World, and then he'll come out in Secret Wars, not Doomsday.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Yeah. Don't know if all this is going to pan out the way we're saying. You never know.
Who knows?
Nerd overload.
But I do want to say I fully endorse the idea of hitting the restart button on the entire thing.
I think that makes sense.
You know, Iron Man's dead.
Yeah. The actors are getting older, you know? All the actors are getting older.
The actors are getting older. Even the ones that aren't supposed to get older, like Chris Hemsworth, he's like 8,000 years old or something. He's not supposed to be looking older, but I guess they can de-age anybody if it's not Famke Janssen.
I know, that's messed up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's messed up.
This was great, guys.
Yeah. So what would you guys rate it out of 10?
The movie?
Yeah.
9?
That's a good solid 9.
9. I give it 9, too.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Can he swing from a web? Take a look overhead. Hey there.
Look out.
There goes a Spider-Man. All right. Nice. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Spoiler edition of the AfterBuzz.
Hope you guys liked it.
This was great. Thank you for joining us.